Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
If it has a score, we cover it more. From football to lacrosse, hockey to baseball, we've got what you want. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the globe. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 88, on this Friday, October the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2019. We're coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada, gorgeous Western Canada, where there is a lot going on. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Yes.
And welcome to coffee. Paul is not here today. Paul's chair is empty. He has written in already and said he is home cleaning. He should be here cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he's enjoying coffee with Rod, the host, Rod Peterson here. Darren DuPont there. If I'm smoky, he's the bandit.
I can deal. Yeah, I know that.
There's a good one.
Rest in peace.
I always forget. I come in here. I have a lot of things to do. But the one thing I forgot to do today is write down all of our guests coming up on the big program today. John Frenzy, of course. There it is. There's the board. John Frenzy, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster, is in the house. He'll be joining us here right after warm-up. We've got David Benefield joining us, Mr. Furious, BC Lions, Bombers, and Riders, great D-end, former NFLer and also from the CFL on CBC. Mr. Furious will be joining us from Vancouver as we get ready for Week 17 in the CFL. What else? Tory Gurley, our good friend Tory Gurley. NFL insider, vet of five NFL teams as we get ready for week five. Well, I guess it opened last night with a thriller.
Yeah.
In Seattle. And also, what do you got over there? The Massey twins. And Ron Robison, the commissioner of the Western Hockey League. What did I say? Busy, busy, busy.
Busy show.
Episode number 88. Where do we start? It's a star-studded list. Matt Dominguez, of course, from the Grey Cup champion 2007 Riders. Willie Nylander.
Yeah.
From your Maple Leafs. Somebody's already got it going with Eric Lindros, of course, the Big E. Michael Irvin, the playmaker. 88's a big number.
It's a big
number. So I anticipate a big show. Morning sports update. Mikko Rantanen had two goals less than a week after agreeing to a new deal with Colorado. And the Avalanche beat the Calgary Flames 5-3 to open both teams' seasons last night. Oh, by the way, number 88, Dale Earnhardt. Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, they
from the race fan driver in the back.
Yep.
One of the expendables. There it is, number 88, Dale Earnhardt. I'm going to get to the movie Joker last night. Jackie Perez from CTV was there. And she goes, now I get why you guys call yourselves the expendables. She didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Now she does.
Now she does.
I'm going to get to last night at the movies. Henrik Lundqvist saw plenty of action in his 14th consecutive opening day start. Rangers goalie stopped 43 shots to help New York beat the visiting Winnipeg Jets 6-4 last night in the team's season opener. Brett Howden, the former Moose Jaw Warrior, broke a tie with 4:09 to go in the third, and the Rangers held on from there. Carey Price stopped 40 shots, but it wasn't enough to give Montreal a win in their season opener. Dougie Hamilton scored in the shootout as the Hurricanes edged the Canadiens 4-3 in Carolina. By the way, it is Football Friday, and I know that's why everybody's tuning in, so just bear with me as I get through the morning sports roll, right? And then we'll be getting in. Stop texting me when I'm on the air. Walker Buehler allowed one hit over six scoreless innings, and Max Muncy drove in three runs as the LA Dodgers blanked the Montreal Expos 6-0 in the opener of their NL Division Series last night. Buehler struck out eight, walked three, and retired his final seven batters. And the St. Louis Cardinals took a big lead in the top of the ninth and held off the Braves' comeback attempt in the bottom of the frame to beat Atlanta 7-6 in game one of their NLDS. And Russell Wilson threw a 5-yard touchdown pass to Chris Carson on 4th and goal with 2:28 to go, and the Seahawks held on for a 30-29 win over the LA Rams. Rams kicker Greg Zuerlein missed a 44-yard field goal with 11 seconds to go. And I got to get to this real fast, and I'm going to get to all the other things, but I came home. Thank you to Landmark Cinemas for inviting us to the theater last night to catch the private screening of Joker and their grand opening. Grand opening out there. It's a beautiful facility. And you were with me. And I raced home, flipped on. Well, I came home, and Mrs. P had Thursday Night Football on. And I thought, oh, this must be a slip. So I flipped, and she's watching it.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's not paying attention to it. I flipped it over to the Flames game. And she goes, what are you doing? There's a minute to go. The Seahawks are up by one, and the Rams are marching. And I'm like, that's why I married her. That and a few other things.
You're at the movies. She's at home watching Thursday Night Football. Makes sense of that,
what's
right?
What's wrong with this picture? By the way, I did see some people. There's a lot of big city people that are living in this community, this town. It's a smaller city. It's still one of Canada's major cities, but it's not major like Toronto, BC, Montreal, right? And I see people saying, why is it such a big deal that a theater's opening? I'll never get this town. And this is somebody from the big centers. And of course, I immediately get my back up because it's home for me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, one, you live here, so maybe they need to evaluate their choices if they think that they're slumming it living here, right? Why are you here? Two, this is Kansas. Like, look around. If you watch Last Chance U, that's us. Swap the cornfields with wheat fields, and that's us. Football here is number one. We got excited when the Walmart Supercenter opened. That's just the way it is. We're not complicated around here. Three, Raptors hold a championship parade and three people get shot. Vancouver Canucks go to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final and lose, and they try to burn the city down. You know, we changed the mascot's outfit and it's front page news, headline news for a week, and we get made fun of. That's us. This is us. And I'd rather have us than the shootings and the violence. So you can have all that. And we get excited that a theater opens. And number four, see number one. You're welcome to leave anytime. But the movie was fantastic. The Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix. You came with me. I'm going back tonight, which is a story for another time or later in the warm-up. But I loved it. It was old school. Set in 70s Gotham City. Joaquin Phoenix. I compared him to other Jokers. Heath Ledger. Like, we loved them all. Jack Nicholson. They're all good.
They're all different.
They're all different. But Joaquin Phoenix was outstanding. It was eerie. And here's my movie review for you. It's dark. Don't expect to go there and, you know, hee-hee it up. Ha-ha it up. It's dark.
Yeah. And you thought
Heath Ledger, that's what you want.
You thought Heath Ledger's was dark. This is dark. This is it's good. It's really good. And it really sets up. I don't know where they're going to go with it. I really don't. And
it's very much open for a sequel.
Oh
now.
Yeah, but not even, you know, with spoilers and things. But I mean, it is open ended. But where are they going to go with this Joker? And are they going to bring in other characters? And is this going to evolve into a new Batman? Because it's not about Batman at all.
Nope. But which is fine by me.
But it's very good. But it might evolve into that. I don't know.
Well, I came home and told Mrs. P when we fought over the remote control. I've been fascinated by Batman and the Joker since I was a kid. You don't see me getting into the Marvel comics and all these other movies that everybody goes nuts about. Even Spider-Man. Don't care. Batman, he's my dude.
Yeah.
And Joker, too. I love the Joker. So it's very dark, very entertaining, however. Which spills forward to tonight. And some of the other topics that I have. For instance, there's a new CHL Top 10 out. The Ottawa 67s are the number one team in the land of the entire country. The Portland Winterhawks are the top WHL-rated team. They're fourth. That came out of nowhere, I thought.
A little bit.
Edmonton Oil Kings, ninth. Vancouver Giants, 10th. Honorable mentions to the Calgary Hitmen and the PA Raiders. Your Blades have slipped right off the table.
Yeah.
Did we see that coming?
Yep.
Okay.
We saw that coming.
Couple of football games, big ones in the province tonight. UBC here in town. UBC Thunderbirds taking on the Regina Rams at Canada Stadium. You'll be at the microphone for that, along with Jesse Lumsden, I saw, and Darren Bombing.
Yep.
What do I need to know about that game?
Oh, it's going to be great. The Rams, as much as they've struggled, and big thanks to Bob and Steve and the guys at the Rams for the wonderful shirt yesterday when I was having my meetings. So I had to wear it in today. But UBC's fallen off the map. I wanted to ask David
Winless, right?
One question, and just to see if he's following UBC at all and what's happened. But with Michael O'Connor going to the CFL, that left a big void. They've got some talent, but they've got questions at quarterback. So they're going to take some time, but I know that with their coach, and they'll be fine long term. But for the Rams, they've had a couple of 1-point losses. The last second field goal against Manitoba last week. Really bad luck with some injuries. So I really feel for that group. They're not out. And they don't have to win out necessarily to get into the playoffs with three left. But this is one that they have to win.
So this is must win tonight.
I believe this is must win.
University football goes by in a blink. So they're already in must win territory. And then tonight in Saskatoon, the Huskies are home to the Manitoba Bisons. I'm getting messages from Huskies fans saying it's bison hunting time tonight at Griffiths. Will be awesome. Be warmer tonight than it was last Friday.
Yes. And just one note on that, like the Bisons to open the season, they laid a licking on the Huskies in Winnipeg. Let's not forget that in week one, when the Huskies came in fresh off a Hardy Cup, top 10 ranked, looking at potentially being favorites to win again, and they got spanked. They look good, turned the ball over 7 times, so this is revenge for the Huskies.
Yeah, there's some revenge factor there, system. Big university football games on in the province tonight. Big hockey games, too. Regina Pats are home tonight to the Medicine Hat Tigers. Your chance to get a look at Cole Sillinger, the third son of Mike Sillinger, the NHL record holder, and I won't be there tonight because I'm going back to Joker with my wife this time as a guest of Pure Country, Regina's Pure Country, 92.7 FM.
All right.
I'll be there tonight again. And that's the thing. Everybody's, why are you not doing Pats games anymore? Because I don't want to do that anymore. That's work. I want to live. Have you noticed I'm doing things called living? And going with my wife to things and going to family reunions and going to the Maritimes, and I'm living and I'm loving it, and I'm going back to the Joker tonight with my wife, and that's why I didn't give much of the plot, because I don't want to be that guy.
It's all about that resting heart rate of 47.
43. My record's 42.
Yeah, but you're usually about 47 all the time. 45, 43. That's incredible.
It's insanely low heart rate right here with this guy.
There's no way you can see something different tonight?
She wants to see Joker. Okay. She's a big fan, too.
Good enough I'd see it again.
It's one of those movies I would go to again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What else? That's pretty much it for the warm-up. John Frenzy, I will just say this. He's all loaded up and ready to go over there. We had to change his shirt because he showed up wearing green, right? So what'd you put him in? Well, that'll be the big surprise. Stephen Kleinsaucer. Writing in audience participation time, by the way, from the Facebook wall. He says, checking in from Martinsville, Sask. Will you guys be at the Armory tomorrow before the game? I want to stop by and say hi. Yes, we'll be there. We're not making that mistake twice.
We are not.
We will be at the tailgate party for the rest of the year prior to the Rider game on Saturday. It's hosted by the Royal Canadian Armed Forces, the Royal Regina Rifles Battalion, and we'll be there selling water, maybe selling mugs, whatever we have. We'll be there. But I should also say this. I had a guy ask what to do before the NHL Heritage Classic here. What is going on? Saturday, October the 26th. And I said that, Jim Hobson and I are hosting a conference at the university. That's not a party thing. The guy said he's going to come to that anyways, but we need to talk to the Army guys. Can you make a note of this?
Yeah.
About having a tailgate party before the NHL game. It's an 8 o'clock face-off at night. So wouldn't it be an ideal time to have a tailgate party and raise more money for the officers' mess and soldier on?
It would be great.
Okay, so make a note of that.
All right.
Ken Kowski writes in. He says, I'm watching from my hospital bed recovering from hip replacement surgery at the Regina General Hospital. Well, thank you, Ken. Hope you're enjoying your coffee. Thanks for joining us for coffee. And The comments are rolling like crazy, so we got to get into it. We got to get into football and everything else when we come back. This has been the warm-up on the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. We have over 800 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new vehicles and 1.9% on used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Friday morning, Football Friday, as we like to call it here on the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 88. Lots of people writing in with their famous number 88s, and we'll get to that. Morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Thursday night football, the Seahawks handed the Rams their second straight loss, downing them 30-29. It was a nail-biter at C-Link Field. Major League Baseball playoffs yesterday. The Cardinals won 7-6 in Atlanta. The Dodgers shut out the Nationals 6-0. St. Louis Blues have signed forward Braden Schenn of Saskatoon to an 8-year, $52 million extension. That calls for ring the bell for Schenner.
Yeah. Sure does.
That is a big deal for the Saskatoon kid, and he's earned it. He's a Stanley Cup champion, and we couldn't be happier for him. That news just came down this morning. That would qualify as breaking
Best
news.
Best deal for a Saskatchewan guy?
We'll get to that. You got all the questions that I don't have the answers to. And the Rough Riders have activated Zach Evans from the 6-game injured list. There's your morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Somebody had written in here with a high school football score, and I unfortunately deleted it. And Ty, our social media advisor, is watching from his office, and he says, do you guys want to weigh in on the family that's considering legal action against Leboldus High School after their daughter was cut from the football team? That's a hard no. I do not want to weigh in on that. I do not touch amateur sports, period. I'm not talking about junior football, university football, or hockey. I don't get into minor sports because you know what? That's where the most emotion is.
No kidding.
You know, people are, do you need to do a story on this referee that screwed us? You need to do a story on this team that cut our... No. Nope. Not touching it. Moving on. John Frenzy, welcome.
Well, great to be here.
Great to be. Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster. We had to change your shirt.
That's right. I had green on. I couldn't sneak the green on.
Pull that mic in a little closer to you. Normally, you don't need a microphone, Frenzy, but... Of all these stories, John, where do you want to start today?
I want to start on the fact that it's a big game tomorrow night, a huge game tomorrow night.
Perfect.
Riders played spectacular against the Argos in Toronto. determined all-around game, showing that their heart was into it. We all wondered, after that two-day layoff and the third bye they've had this year, which is ridiculous, what sort of frame of mind would they come back to when they get back together here then go down to Toronto? Would they be ready to go all out, or would their mind still be on a holiday? It wasn't. They were focused right from the beginning, and they all played 100%, I thought. It was a great victory for the Riders, and I'm sure that's on their mind going into tomorrow night's game. The same thing they're going to need against the against the Winnipeg Bombers. The Bombers are ticked off what's happened lately to them. They've lost two games, but outscored 70-51 the last two games. Seven quarters with 10 touchdowns, or 8 touchdowns been scored against them. It's been ridiculous how they've fallen apart. It goes back to, in a way, to Richie Hall's famous prevent defense, which for his sake seems to do nothing but prevent him from winning, whether it was a defensive coordinator in Regina or coach of the Eskimos or coach of the Bombers. And they're very upset in Winnipeg. Got two or three fans here. That's all I've got in Winnipeg, by the way.
Friends, I'm surprised it's that high.
They're really upset, but it's what you and I talked about. They got a halfback playing quarterback. Streveler
the leveler.
Streveler the leveler. And I said to you and other people who talked to me, the only time I've seen that work in following Canadian football since 1948 was 1953-57, when a gentleman by John Dickerson Parker came up here from Mississippi State, Jackie Parker, and he was as effective as a quarterback as he was a running back. And sometimes he'd play half the game at quarterback, the other half as a running back. He was an unbelievable football player, but I don't think Mr. Streveler is that kind of guy.
Wasn't Kerry Joseph a safety or a defensive player in the NFL before he came up? So you got another guy.
But a quarterback in college.
But a quarterback in college. Yeah. You know what? I think they're fine with Streveler. I do. I think they'll be okay. But what kind of scares me is what happens if he goes down too. I don't know necessarily that I would put Streveler in the top tier of quarterbacks in the CFL. I'm not doing that, but I think they're okay. I think they're comfortable with his ability to manage this team and keep them moving forward. But if they want to win a Grey Cup, if anything happens to him, there's nothing.
Sean McIntyre, and they've tried him out. He looks great.
McGuire.
They said he looks great at practice, but so what? He hasn't played it down.
Well, there's a lot going on. Somewhere along the line, somewhere on Twitter this week, I saw a report from Davis Sanchez, friend of this show, a TSN CFL panelist, saying that he does expect a trade for a quarter. Well, at least a trade between the Bombers and the Argos. And before next week's trade deadline, it's October the 9th. And if they're going to trade, it's got to be for a quarterback, doesn't it?
You would think.
So, Jack Kolaris?
Who knows? Yeah, apparently they're all up for grabs if you're the Argos.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy when I say that, but it might be Zach Kolaris.
It might be.
Well, yeah. DuPont is fine. You're singing from that hymn book.
Yeah, I am. I do think it should be Zach Kolaris, John. When it comes to the health and the injuries, yeah, I get that. But if you're going to lose Chris Streveler and then you lose Kolaris, I mean, yeah, you're done anyway. But when it comes to managing a team with this high of expectations, he's got the lowest floor when it comes to performance on the field. He's going to come in and you know what you're going to get from him. He's got consistency. He's got the veteran presence to be able to manage this group of stars. So I think he's got the lowest floor. With the other guys, they may have higher ceilings. They may be a little healthier, but their floor is also a lot lower. Their ability to come in and really not be able to do anything at all. Yep. And I know people are asking, well, Saskatchewan's not looking for a starting quarterback and they're using their backup. Well, yes. But the expectations in Saskatchewan weren't quite the same early on in the season, one game in, two games in, three games in, as they have been in Winnipeg. This is their year. Saskatchewan right now, I know they're in first place and they have to contend, and they need to now think that this might be their year too. It feels to me like they're on the upswing. They're just getting started with getting this team rolling.
And I got a few thoughts on all of this. I don't know who this Stephen Kleinsaucer is, but I like him, and I can't wait to meet him at the tailgate. He just wrote in. He wrote it the way Lynch says it. 1976. How do you spell it like that? And he did. 1976. I love it. I think I'm going to get along with this Kleinsaucer guy. Can't wait to meet him at the tailgate party tomorrow. And also, by the way, the text on the high school football. On the Prairie Mobile text line, 840-8777. Hey, Rod, Greenall was able to come back and beat Belfort 18-6 last night. So that's the high school thing, from one of the high school scores from last night. And if you have anything you'd like to pass along, let us know. Prairie Mobile text line, 840-8777. Clark has reminded me of the daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. We kicked this around in the pregame meeting here, and that was, are the 2019 Tiger Cats the best Ticats team ever? And I wanted to talk about this because they open up Week 17 tonight with Friday Night Football. The Edmonton Eskimos are in there. The Tiger Cats are 11-3. They've been in the news this week, don't you know?
Oh?
The Tiger Cats and their linebacker, Simone Lawrence. Are the 2019 Tiger Cats the best Ticats team ever? What do you think the respondents, the leading is? Don't look at my prompt. What do you think?
I'm trying to just see how I can evaluate people. No, they'll say no.
45.8% of the vote that leads says no, they are not. 39.6% say time will tell. So it's too soon to say that. And 14.6% say yes, this is the best Ticats team ever.
Yeah.
I would think that's our viewers from Hamilton, although we've been blocked by several in the 905. I'm not going down that road today. I started myself down that road. Not going down that road.
1972?
Well, that was my question to Lynch. If not now, when? The 1972 Tiger Cats beat the Rough Riders in the Grey Cup. The 1999.
That's the 13, year I was
Tiger Cat. They're outstanding.
13-10.
Wasn't Joe Munford leading that defense?
That was their record or the score of the
score
game?
Score on the Grey Cup game was 13-10. Last play of the game, they kicked a field goal.
In 99, wasn't that Joe Munford leading that defense?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Danny McManus.
And Danny Mack. Yep. And who did we
Charlie,
have? In the commissioner of the CEBL.
Oh, yeah. Mike Morreale.
Mike Morreale.
Oh, yeah, he was big.
Great receiver, champion.
Tony Champion. That was
Tony Flutie.
He wasn't in 99. I don't think. 99, Darren Flutie.
89, Tony
Champion. Well, look. It's almost. We should almost have a Hamiltonian on. And I guess you did yesterday in Marshall Ferguson. They would know better, people from Hamilton, what's the best Ticats team ever. The point is, they're saying they're the best team ever. And to be honest with you, from a Hamilton perspective, I would be concerned by that. Because what were we saying? What were we hearing from them earlier in the season? We're not getting enough respect. We're not up there in the power rankings. We're not up there in the simulation. Who really gives a gopher's ass about that? They disrespected us. Clark just said that into my ear. They disrespected us. So if they're playing that card, great.
It's working.
Yeah, well, whatever they're doing is working for sure.
They've also
at 11-3,
too, buddy.
They've what?
Choked a lot.
Name one game. Where have they choked?
1989.
No, but not. Are they fielded the best Hamilton team ever? Listen, I don't mind you saying whatever the hell you want, but back it up. I mean, I go back to the Winnipeg thing. Trolling the Riders in the preseason, trolling everybody all summer long, and now you got to have Bomber defenders in Winnipeg convincing their fans that the roof hasn't completely caved in, right?
Yep.
You can't take your eye off the ball. And it bothers me a little bit. I had a Rider fan write me on Facebook last night and say, forget about this Saturday's game against Winnipeg. I think we can win our last five. All of them. I'm like, that is a very dangerous way of thinking.
Hope he's right, but don't think he is.
Just worry about the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and the Hamilton Tiger Cats need to worry about the Edmonton Eskimos and not planning a Grey Cup parade and not talking about are we the best team ever. The Rams, the jersey for which you're wearing right now, they had a campaign a few years ago. Is this the best Rams team ever? Yeah. I don't even think they made the playoffs. I don't like that talk at all. I mean, we can say that we're the best damn sports show, number one on Facebook Live. We ain't lying. We got the numbers to back it up. Well, let's go to Vancouver right now for some Canada West football chat, some CFL chat, and maybe NFL too. Look at David Benefield, Mr. Furious, joining us this morning without any makeup on his face this morning. I love that. There he, did he freeze already before we even got a chance to bring him on?
That's what happens when you start talking about Grey Cup and how great things are before we've seen it through.
We're the best damn show, and we can't even get our guests on. What happened? Let me know when we got David Benefield ready to go.
Awesome.
Rob, here we go. Hi, David. Have we got you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Ish, what's going on? Are you on a Wi-Fi signal there?
I can hear you.
Okay, well, just talk, David. Go ahead, and hopefully the video... Now he's gone completely. Did you just cover that with your hand?
Can't stand. I don't have a great signal.
Okay.
I love it. Yeah, it's good. I don't even know what to say.
You just heard that in your ears. I don't have a great signal.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's funny. It's just like... No, Dave, I mean, obviously you do this, but as we go through this Facebook chat thing, it's kind of like trying to FaceTime with your mom for the first time when it like first comes out. Some people don't know, you know, but it's fun. I enjoy it.
Well, the last time we had David Benefield on, it went swimmingly, and it looked like he was in the exact same spot.
Yeah, I remember.
He's traveling around the province of BC, mostly, I think, the BC interior, and obviously this all coverage is spotty in those areas. So back to... You know, the poll question, the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I guess, again, this is Orlando Steinauer going out of his way to find ways to motivate his football team. John, you've got thoughts on the Hamilton Tiger Cats, right? You and I both agree. Who is the architect of this whole thing? And he's not even there anymore.
That's right. Our buddy Eric Tillman. He's 17 players in that team. Eric got them in there. Key players, the big players, the quarterbacks, the running backs, the wide receiver. The latest wide receiver they got, I forgot his name.
Braylon Addison?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That one. That's the great recruit by Eric. And, of course, Mazzoli is the quarterback is. Bane Evans is the other quarterback. Eric did a great job with the Hamilton Ticats, as he does wherever he is, and builds a team. And they got a real good club there. I think the people are a bit apprehensive. They don't want to, if they really believe it or not, because they've had so many things that fallen apart in the last 4 or 5 years. They promised things that didn't happen. They're very skeptical, but this team looks for real. I think they're a solid contender for the Grey Cup. And I mean, right now, people are betting on Hamilton and Calgary to be in the Grey Cup. And, of course, unfortunately, for Calgary to win.
You almost puked when you said that.
Yeah, well, I hate
you. You almost puked.
You know I hate them. I won't even watch the game.
By the way, Nelson watching from Phoenix this morning, he says, I must say I watched the Vegas Golden Knights Facebook Live pregame opening night. It was very choppy and roughly put together. This show takes the cake in quality and structure. So thank you, Nelson, for that. I appreciate it. And we're going to Vancouver Island one more time. There we go. David Benefield. He has switched locations, I can see. How you doing, David?
Hey, how you doing, Rod?
Good, 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 good. I appreciate you making the switch there. We're so happy to have you on. Can you just give me an overall CFL thought here as we plunge down the home stretch as to who the best team might be and what you're seeing where the league is right now entering week 17?
Best, hold on a second. This guy's eating donuts here. I'm at Tim Hortons right now.
What a shock.
Lots of noise. Yeah, I had to pull in. What was that question again?
Who's the top team right now? And like the Ticats are saying they're the best Ticats team ever. Would you go along with that? Are they the strongest team?
Ticats are looking nice, and they got a great pass rusher. But I'm going to go with the surging Riders right now because they also, Charleston Hughes is amazing. So I'm going to go with them.
What about the BC Lions? They go after a fourth consecutive victory on Saturday night, and people are saying, oh, it's also Rans. They're playing terrible teams. Doesn't matter, David. You know it's hard to win in the CFL. What's changed for them other than the opponents that they've faced?
So many new guys. You got so many new guys that are trying to get used to the scheme, try to get used to each other, trying to get on the same page. Minor coaching, I mean, they had a huge coaching change, the O-line. I mean, if you can't protect, you know, your offense isn't going to work. So I think that's a big change because you probably got a change of philosophy. You have Kelly Bates jumping in for Brian Chu. And Brian is an outstanding coach, but you have two different coaches, different mentality, both played in the league. So that's going to bring something different because that's a jarring moment. And that's when all of a sudden the guys go from a mentality of, oh, we're really serious about people getting shipped out of here. We got to get our act together. But I think more, it's just getting on the same page with each other, with a new staff communicating with each other, communicating with players. I think now they're starting to find themselves.
Looking at the Ryder-Bomber game this week, we think it's pretty big around here, especially if the Riders have thoughts of a home playoff game or maybe finishing in first. But knowing how well the Banjo Bowl went for Winnipeg and how tough that was for Cody Fajardo, but also knowing, you know, the last couple of weeks and how tough they've been for Winnipeg, who's got more pressure on them this week in Regina?
Well, I mean, the Riders have to win at home. So I think the pressure is definitely on the Riders. But crosstown rivalry, anything can happen, right?
Yeah.
Explosive plays, you know, can you rally back and timing of everything. I think the pressure's on the Riders, for sure.
Mm.
David, John Lynch here, let me ask you a question here. Do you think there's any hope at all for the Argos? And if so, what is it?
Oh, froze. There you go. We got you, Dave.
Okay.
Any hope for the Argos? Lynch wants to know.
Is there any hope for the Argos, David? And what is it? I mean, they look terrible.
Personally, I really want to see Michael O'Connor play. Other than that, I don't watch the Argos. Other than that, I mean, they've got a great creative staff, but I just want to see Michael O'Connor play.
Well, on that vein,
yeah.
Darren DuPont had a UBC question for you, David, so why don't you ask him that?
Well, how much have you been following this team and Blake Nell's group? Because I know it's been a tough year, but they still have big pieces, bringing in Nick Cross, Saladic. That defense is good still. But what's going on in BC? Because I know we're going to see them in here for the game tonight.
They've had a rough go this year, and I think it comes down to key players and explosive players and being able to get the right guys in position. I think from what I saw against the Rams, they just weren't prepared for Bryce's offense. I mean, Bryce came out with, I mean, variations of so many different offenses, and their freshman, redshirt freshman quarterback, he just ran the show. I mean, he was sharp. Receivers made plays. The defense made tons of plays. I mean, it's looking really good at the beginning of the year. I've been, since now we're in high school season, so I'm coaching right now. But, you know, I've lost track of a few people. But right now, from what I saw early on, the Rams were sharp.
I bet you haven't lost track of this, and producer Clark wants us to ask you about Chuba Hubbard of Oklahoma State, highest Canadian ever ranked, right, in the Heisman voting, and also Chase Claypool from your area. Your take on the football players you guys are producing, and they're going stateside.
Well, I mean, Chase he's an Abbotsford kid, and he was special in grade 12. We knew he was the guy, and at the Power 5 level, Notre Dame, I mean, come on. He's had a great year. They've had their ups and downs. But against Georgia on the biggest stage in the world, he showed up. So, hey, we're going to see what happens with him. But I expect him to get an NFL opportunity.
No kidding.
Perhaps a draft, but probably late in the draft. And then Chuba Hubbard, he's 30 yards away from breaking Barry Sanders' record. You know, you imagine that, Barry Sanders, 30 yards. I mean, he's an impressive guy, and he's another one you're going to be looking at in the draft. And then now, so we're dealing with our football players, and we just got to keep getting better clear across the board with our community football and our high school football.
Yeah, great job out there, David. And I know you're a busy guy, so I appreciate this. Anything else on your mind this morning before we let you go?
You know, I got to get a hold of Kevin Clive because he's got some gear for me for one of my customers up here. But other than that, you guys keep doing what you're doing. I'm sorry that this my signal's all over the place and everything. But have a great show, Rod.
No, we already are, David, and it worked out just fine. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Talk to you now.
Always great catching up with Mr. Furious 56, David Benefield. And I was going to put a plug in there for Tim Hortons, but he already did. I will put a plug in there for Caliber Coffee. You can see right over our head, one of our newest sponsors, new this week, right? Tyler, our business manager sitting over there on the couch, what does it say here? The roasting notes for you. Coffee snobs. Smooth and round bodied. Sounds like Lynch. With milk, chocolate, and walnut notes. Produced by Antonio Wander. That's the guy. So the guy that picks them, they put his name. Say what? Oh, the name of it's Brazil Yellow Diamond. Thank you for that. Produced by our special friend Antonio. And can be purchased at Caliber Coffee Roasters. So there you go. We're going to break. We'll be right back. We're having coffee this morning. Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Friday morning. Rod Peterson Show, Football Friday. Checking the poll results for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Are the 2019 Tiger Cats the best Tie Cats team ever? To the Twitter results here, 46% of you saying no, they're not. 44% of you saying time will tell. And 10% of you saying, yes, they are. And I do think that's the Hamilton faction writing in. Those are the results from Twitter so far as we Work our way towards kickoff tonight, the Week 17 lid lifter in the CFL, 5 p.m. Mountain, the Edmonton Eskimos at the Hamilton Tiger Cats. John Frenzy with us here, Darren DuPont as well. We mentioned Caliber Coffee. Our good friend James Johnson's watching in Atlanta this morning, gentlemen. He says, now you're speaking my language on the Coffee Talk 2007 Grey Cup MVP. Still makes no sense to me. Jason Claremont was at the movie theater last night at Joker and with his son Jackson. When Claremont walks, because it was packed, you saw it, right?
Oh, yeah.
The C's part like it's Moses walking down the street.
Not the truth?
In Regina for Jason Claremont. Yeah. James Johnson can't even get a cup of coffee, for God's sakes, and he won us a Grey Cup. It makes no sense.
Not like that happens every day around here, right? That's a big deal.
Makes no sense. Oh, and speaking of the sponsors, we have an original 16 sign up in the bunker. You're just trying to get the proper camera angle to get it aired, right?
Yeah.
So to our friends at Great Western.
I think we hung it in the wrong, maybe we got to hang it in a little bit better spot. There it is.
There it is, but the light shining off the sign. There's the original 16 banner.
That's a good shot.
Right up there. That is a good one. I can't wait to get those guys back down here in the bunker again.
There you go.
There you go. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
There's the OC, and there's a couple cases of beer on the shelf.
For later.
For Lynch later.
Yeah, that's good.
On the topic of the greatest Hamilton Tiger Cats team ever, the 1972 Grey Cup, I mean, it was the year I was born.
Suger was a quarterback.
But I do love watching those classic games. And at the time, I don't think it was color television, but they've colorized it. So I watched it. And if there had been video review on that 1972 Grey Cup, John, as you probably remember, the Riders probably end up winning the football game.
Yeah.
But you're saying the 72 Ticats might be better than this team, and Jeff Michaels writes in, he says, I was only four, but I've read the 67 Ticats were a mean bunch. Now, obviously led by Angelo Mosca. So is that why you're not buying this year's Ticats are the best ever?
Yeah.
Because there are better versions.
There are better versions, yeah. Like that's one, Mosca. A defensive tackle, defensive end. They were a pretty good football team.
Well, I guess
Mike Kerrigan, the quarterback, and
Mike Kerrigan. Yeah, but that's maybe what is so great about sports media is we talk about all these things, but our viewers are smart and our listeners, they understand it, that it doesn't matter what's said now.
No.
I went off last month before the Banjo Bowl, the very week the Riders get named number one in the power rankings, the very week the U of S business professor comes out and does the simulation and has the Riders winning the Grey Cup. What happens? 35-10 in the Banjo Bowl.
Yeah.
It pumps guys' heads up too big. I would hope that the Ticats aren't saying this in their own locker room, that you're the best Ticats team ever. Or at least tack on, now you got to go out and prove it.
They hear it every day, Hamilton. Wherever they go.
Because it's a town very similar to Regina. Yeah, you can literally reach out and touch the Ticats. They
the
live
Eskimos.
Among you.
Playing the Eskimos.
Right. So everybody's pumping up their
Logan Kilgore quarterback.
Kilgore, yes, all those things. I understand that. Oh, and by the way, here's one thing that I do know what's gone on in Hamilton this week, and I can tell just by how things have changed. The article came out in the Edmonton Sun yesterday from the Flying Dutchman, Jerry Matajohn, about Simone Lawrence, who now says, to quote, I'm not for everybody. People are supposed to hate me. It's all about entertainment. And I read that, and my heart was just thumping with glee that they were talking about us in the Edmonton Sun and Three Down Nation and CHCH Hamilton News Television. But somebody sat him down and said, Simone, Rod's not a racist. This is what Rod does. Calm down. We love you. That talk's been had.
Yeah.
It's very clear to me.
Everybody that I talked to from Hamilton, including you-know-who, guy we talked about earlier, says that he's a great guy. Simone Lawrence is really a nice guy. All you got to do is get to know him. How many times have you heard about a person? All you have to do is get to know them.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of
it takes a long time to get to know them.
Troublemakers.
A lot of rough times you go through to get to know them properly. So yeah. I see him as a dirty football player. What else can you say? I mean, he went through a hell with supposedly with Calera situation. Then he goes back and hits Kilgore. I don't understand what his coach and Bob Young. Bob Young's supposed to be a class guy. I met him once, like a real nice man. He put that football team in there, bought the franchise, spent money galore in Hamilton to put that stadium up. Wonderful man, a great guy. And he, too, thinks that Simone Lawrence is a real nice guy.
I'm sure he is. But doesn't, as I found out, doing right doesn't cancel out doing wrong. So to go on and on about community involvement and all the rest.
Remember that now.
doesn't, well, Darren already knows that. Some people longer to figure it out. Some people never figure it out. Some come out of the womb knowing that. But doing right doesn't cancel out doing wrong. And anyways, that's my take. That's the talk that's been had in Hamilton this week. I can guarantee you, I can tell by the tone how he's changed his tune. But as far as who's the best team in Hamilton, I don't know where that's coming from. Or like the best Ticats team ever, I don't know where that's coming from. By the way, somebody has specifically at Clay in Brandon, Manitoba has written in and says, big favor, can I hear Lynch do a where there's smoke, there's fire? Quote. Can you say it, Frenzy?
While there's smoke, there's fire.
Can you do a very Winnipegish?
Bring in the heat.
Very Winnipegish.
That's great. What else you got?
They think he's the greatest thing since sliced underwear. Those are my top three. You got the other ones too. Here.
Oh, NTS.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Not too smart.
Not too smart. That guy's NTS. Not too smart. That's right.
What are you hiding your head for, DuPont?
It's funny.
This is amazing.
It's BLP, big Lynch prediction, but that's you do that.
Have a bold Lynch prediction this week at all?
Well, it's not a real bold Lynch prediction. It's what I think is going to happen tomorrow night. I think the Saskatchewan Roughriders are going to beat the Winnipeg Blue Bombers convincingly. Taking in mind that the Bombers don't have a verified quarterback, because the guy's not a verified quarterback. I think it's going to be 40 to 18 for Saskatchewan. And a great Rough Rider victory.
Wow.
Looking very authoritative, and Corey having another great game. And he's looking pretty darn good. He could be the MVP of the league, you know, the way
Cody Fajardo.
Cody Fajardo. The way he's playing, he could be the MVP of the league if he keeps on going like this. I cross my fingers that he doesn't get hurt. That's my big worry. He runs too much, I'm afraid of. Don't you think so?
Yeah, and he wants to run less. I've seen in the interviews with him, and I did have the one-on-one time with him last week. But I think just sit down and enjoy the ride for yourself and the even more neurotic members of the Rider Nation than yourself. I had a guy come up to me in the grocery store the other day, just panicked, just neurotic, his eyes. We don't have a backup behind Fajardo. If he goes down, we're dead. He doesn't go down. He doesn't get hurt. Just calm down and enjoy the ride, would you, please? Because we were all worried about the fact it wasn't a quarterback going into the season, and now they found him. Yeah. Very clear that these guys know what they're doing. Can you just enjoy the ride? Stop worrying. Stress kills, yo.
But if anybody goes after him at Mosaic Stadium, I think the fans will come out of the stands.
Can you say that again?
I think if somebody goes after Corey, a guy hits him, a defensive end.
Cody Fajardo,
hits
okay.
him on the running runs and knocks him out. He's gone for quite a while, maybe the year. That incident happens and he's carried up in a stretcher, or he has to have help to get off, you'll have people that come off the stands to go after the player. Well, that's all passionate.
The mob mentality. That's your bold Lynch prediction.
That's how passionate they are.
Yeah, they do love him that much. Yeah,
it's a good thing the Ticats aren't playing here.
Ryan, our technical producer, writes in from parts unknown today. He says, do you remember when people thought Isaac Harker was better than Fajardo? That was back in the preseason. Remember Harkjardo? The fun twist on Sharknado?
Oh, yeah.
But it was the Calgary game on television, the preseason game where Fajardo led a touchdown drive and capped it off with his own scoring play that we said, hey, there might be something here. Or at least that's when I did.
Yeah.
But we got to remember something. Ryan makes a great point about everybody has their take on various things, but you never know who to listen to. You never know who's a little squirrely and who's somebody you should actually listen to, particularly when they're tweeting at you or they're texting at you. But I mean, my wife, one of the greatest Rider fans that's ever lived, said she didn't know who Cody Fajardo was before this season. Had most people in the Rider Nation had never even heard his name.
No, he was backup quarterback of the Argos, the BC Lions. Third string quarterback and short yardage situation quarterback. And he came from Nevada, Division II, I think Division School, Division School, III school. Great record down there, but who are they playing? DeHinda, Rollo, and Pence? And I mean,
Lang.
And Lang, yeah. I mean, it's hard to get enthused about him. This guy's unbelievable. Is he for real? I wonder every day. Is he really for real? Is he going to fall apart on us like Drew Willey did in Winnipeg? Remember Drew Willey?
Well, that was because he got too many shots to the melon and his notes got scrambled. I believe that's the deal with Drew Willey, who, by the way, we've seen is a regular viewer of this show. Hey, Clark, maybe you reach out to Drew Willey. Because we've noticed he's been watching the show. I'd like to talk with Drew Willey. And if he regrets leaving Saskatchewan like everybody else does that did leave. I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
But he could still be the quarterback here. Maybe if he hadn't left. Doesn't matter now. Everybody's forgotten everybody else because Cody Fajardo is the next one. And I believe that he is. Yeah. You say, is he going to fall apart? We don't know. But that's the fascinating part of the ride. But don't worry because there's no backup. Because there might be a backup.
Well,
because we don't know that either. Is in Isaac Harker.
Is it going to be named Fajardoism?
A Fajardoism?
Dauberville. Fajardoville.
Right.
Fajardoville. Dauberville. I'm talking about Dauberville.
Yeah.
That's what Glenn Dobson, 51. I'll show you where he lived if you want to see it sometime.
All right. Where did he live, Lynch?
Corner of 13th and what the hell? Halifax.
13th and Halifax. Yeah, so the red light district.
Yep.
It's on star maps.
I'll show you the house.
Dauberville. Probably, yeah. From the University of Regina Rams, they're watching today on game night. They got the UBC Thunderbirds in town. They say, looking good, Darren.
Oh, yeah.
So over to you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
They brought or sent gifts with you, right?
Yeah.
For the show set here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And why did we not put them out yet?
Well, we're working on it. I gave you yours. You got your hoodie.
You didn't give it to me. I said I got the ballers on, so
today.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Did you give it to me?
But I've got
that's it over there?
Sitting right there for you.
So. Tyler, our sales manager, would you mind bringing the helmet over? Whoop.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. Well, Clark says, it won't show up. Just bring it on set. What the
it's
heck?
Dark.
It's not CNN around here.
It's very dark.
Shows up just fine.
Actually, it does.
That from the... Wow, these guys are donating helmets, by the way.
Yeah,
the Calgary Dinos over here, the U of R Rams. Like, I can't thank you guys and gals enough. How about that? Look at Lynch. He's just glowing over there.
I got the route proper address. It's Montague Street.
Montague Street.
On the corner where our buddy, right across the street from our buddy, Bashinsky.
How do you guys know where a quarterback lived in 1951? That's creepy.
No, it is.
Super fans. But
yes,
right,
they should be putting up a barricade out on the street.
Clark, but speaking of where Rod's at with the helmet, now it's time for you to just take this and make sure you're messaging the Huskies now and the Hilltops and the Thunder.
Well, Lady Kathy wrote and said the other day, what are you laughing at over there? Live studio audience going on over here. Don Hewitt said we should sell tickets, Lynch, to come sit in here.
Oh,
we
definitely.
Probably should. Have you thought about that?
He doesn't talk to me anymore, so I don't know.
Don Hewitt?
No.
Coach is gone. Risers,
that's a story
bleachers.
For another time.
And what about the Thunder now? They're looking
stop
great.
It. Just hang on.
One at a time.
Lynch has a reason why he's all over the Thunder. But Kathy said, you're going to run out of room on the desk with all these gifts from the teams. And you heard what I said.
We'll get a bigger desk.
We'll get a bigger desk. We're not going to stop bringing these in. I placed these bobblehead dolls a little more evenly here. And we got the Dale Earnhardt car for show number 88. And we're just getting rolling. We do need to take a break. And we will get to the rider roster for week 17 because Sean in Saskatoon has been asking quite a bit about it. Emmanuel Arsenault on, as is Jordan Williams-Lambert. We'll talk about that and more next hour. We also got Tory Gurley coming up, Ron Robison. It's just going to be fantastic. There's another Lynchism for you. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Friday morning on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the greatest auto sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's greatest auto sale.
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.